Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
All right, I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I'm not hearing any music, so I'll go ahead and I'll cut that file off. I'd like to welcome everybody to the St. Germain Radio Show, and today is March 13th, lucky 13. We got no audio today, so hopefully we do a little sound check here for a second, and just check and see. I'm not hearing any audio. Wait a second.
There.
Okay, so I think, so we'll have the hard activation for our little Deeksha break in a little bit. Okay, so not quite sure what happened to the intro today, but this is the St. Germain Radio Show, and we're on usually the second Tuesday of every month. We're really excited to have everybody tuned in this evening. For anybody that wants to call in and do a reading with one of the Ascended Masters or Archangels later, you can call 646-716-9663. We have quite a show lined up for this evening. We'll have Brigida, who will be on, and she'll be channeling. I was going to say cooking up some stuff and all kinds of fun things. So that'll be coming up soon. As always, to check out all her different services that she provides and see what events she has coming up and the services she does one-on-one and remotely, you can go to her website at lightbridge101.com. And if you miss any of these links, you can get them off the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. That music, which I normally would say you heard in the beginning, you'll actually hear the heart activation when we do a little break and I do Deeksha a little bit. All the music is done by Mike. He'll actually be doing some live music this evening. We actually have the heart activation recorded because the frequency was so high, we had a problem getting it across, I don't know what you call it, the direct connection, the phone lines, the high definition into the radio show. So we actually, the only way we could get it to actually play without distorting all the sounds was to record it and upload it as a high definition file and play directly for you. So we'll be playing that in a few minutes. That's called the heart activation. Well, Mike and all his music and the different things he does at the different events, all of that is available on his website at mikesnyderc.com. And my name's Mark. I'll be doing the Deeksha blessing. I'll also be screening callers, taking your name in a little bit, and get you in the queue to ask some questions. And I'll be doing the Deeksha. My website is markarawson.com. That's MarkarawSon. And Brigida, all yours.
Thank you. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. It is kind of interesting that it started with silence, because silence certainly is a very important aspect on the path of transformation. And if you don't go into silence, sometimes the outer forces you to go into silence. We've experiencing or have experienced and will experience every so often Mercury going retrograde, which is very much about going within. But then there are other situations when you have, for example, a power outage, the way I experienced it when we were hit by a real strong northeasterly storms. The power went out in my house. And it was really fascinating to feel the effects of powerlessness and what really goes into that and how important it is to find the power within when the outer does not support this. And I really went into the depths of my own inner darkness, because I was without power for almost a week. You know, it took God 7 days to create the earth and everything on it. So there is something about those 7 days too. And to observe when we are allowing ourselves to step into the silence, into the nothingness, into the emptiness, that even so it might appear that it triggers chaos in your life, that there really is an underlying peace. And it is for us now more than ever to find this peace, to pull us away from some of the chaos that is getting shown to us by all the shootings. And, you know, my prayers go out to all the victims of all the shootings and everybody who's been affected by them and was affected by any form of terror throughout the last decade. But it's important when you can't really do anything about it because you're not right there or you're not in any position to do anything about it, to not let yourself get drawn into the chaos, into the emotional charge, into the turbulence, because it can affect you in a way that it stops you from really focusing on what's important. And what's important for all of us light workers is to maintain our connection to the divine. And that we can only do through our heart, that we can only do through our willingness to maintain balance between the light and the darkness. Because we all carry our own inner demons and darknesses in us that come up in form of fear and in form of anxieties. The question is, how do we react to it? What do we do about it? And so often we immediately try to find a solution. We immediately try to do something about feeling bad because we don't want to feel bad. We don't want to feel the pain. We want to do something about it, get rid of it, go to the doctor, go to the therapist, do this, do that. But I invite you to very much in those moments, instead of doing something, to go into the silence, to go within. And even if you can't do that, because sometimes we can't, our mind is going so frantically a mile a minute, to find ways to calm down your mind in form of music. You know, Mike offers tremendous amount of support through his music that you can find on his website. It is music. It is certain vibrations that allow us to release that mind chatter and go deeper within. There are different meditations you can find on YouTube. But to really go within, go into that place that is within your heart, that connects you to your soul and your divine self. Now, of course, we all say, oh, we've done that. We are doing this all the time. We are very spiritual. We do our meditations. But I tell you what, if you're anything like me, it was amazed how the power outage showed me how easy it is still to get frazzled, how easy it is to still get, by losing the routine, to get upset or to want to control something or to feel the tension building up within us. And so right now we are ending the winter months, still not yet fully in spring. And so there is this desire, when is it enough already? When have we had enough of the dark days, the colder days, the winter, the snow, the this and that? When can we celebrate the warmer days again, the sun, and be outside more? And there's this anxiety in us that wants something, you know, and to observe this want and this need and to say, wait a minute, let's just stop. Let's just allow ourselves for a moment at least to not want anything, to not want a new relationship, to not want a new job, to not want to move, to not want anything, to just be in gratitude for where you are at that moment, because it certainly could be different. So just be grateful for that moment that you can take a breath. And I invite you to even close your eyes for a moment and just take a couple of deep breaths and release everything around you. And just be grateful for this moment in life. I know there might be a lot of pain, a lot of issues, but just for this moment, allow yourself to be okay. There's right now, there's nothing you have to do because you chose to sit here and to listen to this. So for this moment, allow yourself to just be. Feel your heart connecting to your soul connecting to your divine self, feel that alignment that's in you, simply through intent. Simply through saying, right now, I choose to take this moment of peace and of silence and of emptiness to feel the connection to my divine self. Because feeling, the true feeling of this connection, can only come to full consciousness as you allow yourself the moment to stop and to just be, and to use your in-breath and out-breath, use any form of rhythm to change the rhythm of your mind, to change the rhythm of your day, to just use the in-breath and the out-breath, the looking at a candle, the looking at something that refocuses you to help you to go into this place of alignment. Because we are preparing now for the spring equinox. We are preparing for a time where the light and the darkness, the day and night, are equal. And this is a very sacred time. It is a time where there is no movement for 1 second, where one doesn't overpower the other, where there is true balance. When water is in true balance, when anything is in true balance, there's that moment of non-movement. And in this stillness, in this peace, in this non-movement, the opposing forces can start flowing into each other to merge, to move to a new consciousness, to move to a new level of existence. That is the power of alchemy. And for that to experience outside of yourself, it has to start inside of you first. So in preparation for the equinox, Mark is now going to offer the Diksha, and we are going to play Mike's piece on opening your heart, on the third ray, the heart activation piece. And so in this, as you listen to this music and as you receive the Diksha, allow yourself to feel the balance of the light and darkness that's in you just through your willingness to give everything the space that it needs, to not judge it, to not control it, to just simply be in this place of inner alignment, becoming the equal out cross, and using your heart as a center point that is now going to open up further as you receive the Diksha and as you listen to the heart activation through the music. Go deep, close your eyes, take deep breaths, and allow yourself to receive. And when we come back after the music piece, the Ascended Masters or an angel will come through and speak to you directly. We're going to do this now. Greetings, my dear children of the light. I am Archangel Raphael, and I'm with you at this time of crossing a threshold to a new beginning. But before you're able to cross this threshold, it is important for you to recognize where you're at this present moment. Just as at the spring equinox, day and night are equal. Also important for you to step into the power of now, where past and future are equal. Some of you give the past too much emphasis, using it to define you, using it to give you purpose, to create a framework for you. But this cannot be this path that you're going to be finding yourself on going forward. Because this path going forward is a path of liberation. It is a path of freedom. It is a path of becoming the full expression of your divine self. And to be able to do that, you cannot hang on to anything that has defined you up to this moment. That is why many of us are helping you continuously to heal your heart, to heal the past, to release the fears and worries about the future, to bring you back to this moment right now. So what is the importance of the past? Because some of you feel that you've gone through a lot. You've studied, you've prepared, you've learned much from the past. And yes, that is true. But the ideal way of the initiate to take one step after another is through the willingness to be empty, so that spirit can fill you up at any moment in time, so that spirit can guide and direct you according to the outer circumstances from moment to moment. And the outer circumstances are in direct alignment with your inner self. They are what allow you to learn about your true feelings, your true motivations, your root thoughts that are still manifesting the path, the surroundings in your life. So I ask you right now to put your hands on your heart and to take a deep breath and to recognize within your heart the sacredness of the temple within. To acknowledge that within you is the divine flame of healing that touches all aspects of you, all aspects of your life. This flame of healing, if allowed and nurtured, can go into every situation, into every aspect, into the fabric of creation itself. And as you allow yourself to sit right now in this moment, in the power of now, allow the thoughts to slowly come up to the surface that have been directing you, that have been guiding you along your way. And some of these thoughts might be beautiful, empowering, uplifting, but some of these thoughts also hold the fear and the vibration of lack within them. So I want you to take all of those thoughts that symbolize the fear of missing out on the true relationship or the fear of not being able to fulfill your divine purpose or to release what's holding you back at the present moment to to be able to experience a liberated, joyful state of oneness with all that is. All those concerns, all those fears, all those thought patterns, all those belief systems, breathe them out into that divine flame of healing that is within you. You can envision it as a green flame, but you can also equally envision it as a pink flame or as a golden flame. Don't limit to what that flame of healing looks like for you, because its purpose for you to neutralize that what is out of balance. So breathe those thoughts into the flame of healing that is within you. Keep doing that. Breathe in and breathe out that what has been holding you back, what has creating tension in you, what has been limiting you in some form or way. And just breathe it into the flame of healing. Notice that as you do that, your heart begins to relax. Your heart not only begins to relax, but it begins to expand. All of you begin to expand. You become lighter. You feel like you become less substance. And a pathway opens up to you. It is the golden path of illumination. And simply as you continue to release into the flame of healing that what has been holding you in a constricted way, allow yourself to start flowing, moving along this path of illumination as it lifts you up. As it lifts you up beyond your physical body into the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence that is lifting you up and that is simply holding you at this time in a loving embrace. Feel that love. Feel that lack of judgment. There is no judgment. There is nothing that the divine I Am presence offers besides the purity of love for who you choose to be at any moment in time. And this love in itself is very healing. And together, as your divine I Am presence holds you, your divine I Am presence opens up a screen of light, where you can look upon your past in a way that is safe and in a way that does not bring up all that emotional weight. And together, your divine I Am presence is now allowing you to see any parts of your life, any belief systems of your life that are still holding you back, based on some woundings of the past. And together, as these visions come up, you find a way to touch them together. And by touching them, by not being afraid of them, by not putting these memories away from you, by touching them, allowing them to dissolve into nothingness. And just dissolve into empty space. So it no longer holds any power over you. And just feel that taking place. Feel again how you begin to become even lighter. How you begin to feel even more at peace. Because there's no need to hang on to anything that no longer serves you. And so together, your divine I Am presence, together with you, and are raising up further along the path of illumination, on the golden path of illumination, further up until you enter the sun of the solar system. And in the heart of the solar system, in this illuminated center, there is purity and empowerment and life-giving force. You recognize that you are truly an aspect of something much greater than your human self has ever allowed you to accept. And that greatness doesn't mean better or worse. And that greatness doesn't mean that the responsibility is weighing you down, but that also can look back upon the earth and see the greatness is in everyone, is in every human, even those that at some point you might have called your enemy, or you might have called your persecutor. You can see the light within everything and everyone. Because God, who has created the great spirit of all that is truly within everything. And so the sun that you are now part of is also the sun that is within you and within everyone and everything. And illuminating now in front of your own eyes is this beautiful grid work, this matrix of light that connects every single form of creation with each other, whether it's mineral, whether it's plant, whether it's animal, whether it's human. Everything holds that light within and is connected. We sometimes hear you working against the collective consciousness. And there's truth in that the collective consciousness can influence you. But it is with everything. The question is, what within the collective are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the lack? Or are you focusing on the beautiful light? On the divinity that is within everybody and everything. And in this illuminated light, in recognizing that there is a light within everything, Helios, the solar logos, is now taking you to a threshold where the radiant sun is faced with its opposing aspect, the absolute darkness. And so Helios now wants you to experience the light and the darkness, life and death. But since you've already witnessed that there's divinity within everything, I want you to step onto the threshold that Helios is guiding you to, where you step out of the radiant light of the sun and you feel the darkness that is the opposition, the opposing force to that sunlight. And just allow yourself to feel half of you in the darkness and half of you in the light. And recognize that the divinity, that radiant light that is within everyone and everything, is not only within you, but it is also within the darkness and within the light. It is that what creates a holy trinity. It is the experience of the Christ consciousness. It can only come from your willingness to incorporate light, darkness, and you as a bridge within the middle of it, into oneness. Your job is the power of love that holds everything together. Often it is believed that the darkness represents power and the light represents illumination. And in a certain sense, it is true, because you don't know what power is unless you've descended into the darkness and you had to maintain that alignment with your divinity regardless of what. And so darkness teaches you about true power. The power to maintain connected to the divine no matter what is happening around you. And yet, the darkness equally teaches you about illumination, doesn't it? And the same with the light. If you are within the sun of all suns, you can feel the power that it exceeds outwards through you into the world, the life-giving force that has a power behind it that brings about change. And you also equally can certainly feel the light as a form of illumination that allows you to look beyond that, what is in the shadows, and see what's really there. So they are interchangeable. And doesn't that mean then that they can become one within you? So the power of love, so the power of the Christ consciousness. This is how true healing takes place. To allow yourself to be that rod of power, love and illumination within you, so that everything that gets drawn into you can come to a place of peace and balance. So feel that right now as you're standing with one half into the darkness and the other half in the light. Feel what that means to you. There's not one of you that has not experienced some form of darkness. And there also equally is not one of you that hasn't experienced some form of illumination. Bring it together within your heart right now. In your cellular memory, a shift can take place, a transformation, an awakening to a new experience of self. It is at that moment that you can truly embrace being nothing and everything at the same time, being empty and being full, being lonely and being all one of each other. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel how the light and the darkness now come together, merge inside of you into a place of oneness. And as it does, focus this unifying energy that is created through this process out into a world on Earth that is so much caught up in the concept of separation, in the concept of better or worse, in the concept of races and tribes and religion and habits that differentiate one from each other. But at the core, everyone is one, and more than ever is it needed to bring a unifying force to humanity. So as you are in this sacred place that allows you to merge light and darkness within you through the power of love, it creates a new ray of purification that I want you to focus towards your own life as well as Earth in general, and to humanity, so it can touch them. And if someone is ready, it can help them also to stop fighting the duality and just allow it to come to a place of balance, to merge into oneness for a shift, an awakening, a movement to a consciousness of peace to take place. And as you send this purifying and unifying ray out to the earth, I ask you, Mike, play another piece of music, please. Thank you. And now, Helios is taking you by your hand, taking you back deep into the sun of the solar system, into a sacred golden chamber. It is the chamber of your master self, your own true master self. It is time for you to truly own that everything you've been doing up to this point is nothing else than to awaken the master self within you, the Christ self, the illuminated self. And you've been stepping around it back and forth for a while, but this is now the time to face it anew and to own it. So kneel in front of the altar of your master self and acknowledge that the power of healing comes from a place deep within you and has anointed you to truly walk the path of the healer out into the world. It has nothing to do with having learned different healing modalities or what it is you've learned. It has everything to do with you being a channeling instrument of love in the world. And so at this time, we are consecrating you again, your hands, your feet, your mouth, your throat, so that you recognize the importance of the words that you speak, the touch that you share, the presence that you have in the world. There are times where you overcomplicate this. You think that you have to have a certain understanding to bring about the healing that you desire. But I am here as the angel of healing, as the archangel of healing, to tell you that your master self has been awakened within you and has been guiding you for quite some time. And that 2018 is a year where you're going to step further out to fulfill your true divine purpose, to fulfill your true divine potential. And so acknowledge the important role that you play in the world right now. Do not sell yourself short. Do not make yourself believe that you are less, but feel the power of the healer that you are within you, because it is needed for you to be true to you. It is needed for you to be awakened and to hold your power as a healer in the world. We need you to be strong. We need you to acknowledge your alignment with your spiritual self. We need you to acknowledge that everything that you do brings about change, not in a negative way, but in a positive way. So when you wake up in the morning and you feel the day ahead of you so overwhelmingly, or when you feel the relationships around you so overwhelmingly, thinking that there is really no difference from yesterday, let me tell you again that there is quite a difference. And the difference is you. Don't work so much on bringing about change. Simply be the channel and instrument of the healing of the Christ love, light, and empowerment that is coming through you. And allow it to do the work. Allow your master self to do the work. You struggle too much. You try to figure things out too much. You step too much into that, what do I need to do now? And why am I not more in a place of peace or more in a place of this or that? It's okay. Take a deep breath and just know that simply your presence already makes a difference. Infuses light coding into those who are ready to take them in and to accept them. Stand straight, stand tall in the knowing of who you are. Don't let life bend you down. Let spirit lift you up so that you walk this commitment and this focus of being the healer, of being the peacemaker, of being the bridge between heaven and earth. So often I see you connecting with Archangel Michael and with the sword and being the light of God. And that is beautiful. But don't forget that you're also my children, that I work with every single one of you as much as Archangel Michael is working with you and through you. Because I need you to allow these healing energies to come through so that transformation can not only take place, but it can take place in a harmonious way. The green ray is a ray of harmony. It's a ray of heart. It's a ray of beauty. It is this green ray of harmony that I will allow, or that I will focus to come through you, if you accept it, if you accept this gift tonight or whenever you listen to this, accept this gift of the green ray of healing within you and acknowledge that you play an important role to bring healing into the world. Let go of that doubt. Call on me. Call on me to bring healing into every aspect of your life. Call on me to work with you and through you to bring about healing into the world. Now is the time more than ever that this healing of the heart, the healing of the mind, the healing of the opposing forces that are fighting each other, that are not willing to come together in peace and therefore creating friction. This healing of opposing forces needs to take place now. It is time. This is a crucial time of awakening. 11, the vibration of 11 is one and one meeting each other. And in this case, coming face to face with yourself. So everything that you see in the outer around you, take it inside of you and acknowledge it as a piece of yourself. And what would you do with that piece of yourself? Would you simply reject it and tell it that it's awful? Or would you take it in and say, this no longer works? I am asking you, come into the loving embrace of all that is, to come with me together into the ray of healing, into the flame of healing, so that this can change, so that we can change together, not just you, but us together can change and step into a new form of existence. You are all working with Saint Germain. You're all focusing on the power of transformation. And my role in your life is equally important in that. The role of bringing through the realization that life is sacred. Humanity often has forgotten that. Life, creation, is sacred. And we see some of you who are very galactic struggling with humanity and not feeling that humanity is getting it. And I'm asking you to not focus so much on the outer shell, but focus on the divinity within. Focus on that what is desiring to come out into the open, that wants to break free, wants to come up, and just can't because of outer circumstances. So if you judge it, you're only putting more layers on it. If you focus on what's within, what's hidden, then change can take place. Each one of you is consistently seeking out the hidden mysteries of life. Part of the hidden mysteries is that what is hidden is in the core of humanity. And it is for you to bring it out, bring it up, use your ability to redirect energy, to redirect forces, to call on us to bring about change. It might feel that I am pushing, or it might even feel that I'm pleading. But if anything, I am asking you to remember who you truly are, to awaken to your true nature, to awaken to your truth. With my ray also comes a higher truth. It is through this truth that healing can take place. So stop telling yourself untruths and own the truth that you know is in the depths of your heart is fact. Now, your master self is now going to step towards you. Breathe it in. Allow it to come in. Allow it to infuse you so that when you become one, you can together return to your physical body. So breathe your divine master self in. It is not important how you envision it. It is important that you acknowledge that you are no longer separate from your master self. That now through a sacred ceremony, you and your master self are one. And I ask you every morning to remind yourself that you and your master self are one, even if you have to put yourself a little reminder up. You and your master self are one. And together, your focus is to bring healing into every aspect of the life that you come in contact with. Not necessarily so having to do anything, acknowledging just simply by your presence, the highest form of vibration can come in to bring about necessary change. Breathe your master self in further and further. Bring it into you, deeper and deeper. Feel it change you. Feel your spine shifting and changing. Feel the energy flowing differently. Feel your alignment. Straighten you out a little bit more. Because it's time for you, as I said before, to stand tall. To truly be that bridge between heaven and earth. And not just when you're in your healing room. And not just when you gather with like-minded people. But at every single moment in your life. For your own self, as well as those you come in contact with. And yes, you would say to me, but sometimes shelter circumstances, they make me forget. If you forget, call on me. Like you call on Archangel Michael, call on me and I shall support you. Just as Archangel Gabriel is giving you strength and Archangel Uriel is supporting you by giving you love, I will give you the harmonizing force to bring balance where balance is needed. I will bring healing to where healing is needed. And healing often is nothing else than the awakening process to a more aware consciousness, to a consciousness that can see beyond that what is on the surface and notice what's below. Now allow yourself to be guided by Helios back towards the path of illumination that is taking you together with your divine I Am presence and your master self all the way back down, physical self that you've left behind. And just as you re-enter your physical body, feel yourself settle. Feel your master self settle within you. Feel your divine I Am presence in full alignment with you. And most importantly, acknowledge the flame of healing that is strong within your heart, that is there to remind you of the power that you are, the powerful healer that you are. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel yourself settle. Feel yourself slowly coming back. Now, I will step back and let Saint Germain answer the questions. But before we do that, as I want you to get settled in your body and not immediately jump to the phone, I would like for you, Mark, to announce a phone number after Mike plays another small piece of music to get everybody settled. So, Mike, if you can please first play a piece of music to get everybody settled in their body. Once the music is done, Mark, you can announce the phone number one more time, and that will allow for Brigida to shift me out and for Saint Germain to come through. Blessings to all of you. I am Archangel Raphael. Please call on me. I and my legions of healers are with you always. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, everybody. For anybody that wants to call in, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you, my friend. It is now St. Germain who's present, and I'm certainly available to answer any questions of someone who might call in.
All right, St. Germain, thank you for being here. I always love working with you.
And I love working with you, my friend. And there's a lot of work that we still have ahead of us.
All right, let's go ahead and bring Fanny on.
Hello, everyone.
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
Speechless. Speechless. Thank you.
Because it is time for you to acknowledge that you are a healer, the way Archangel Raphael said it, in more
yes.
ways than you gave yourself credit for, isn't it?
I want to thank him, everyone, all that is, Hierarchy of Light, Goddess Brigitte, Mark, Mike, Brigitte. And
it is so easy for you to sometimes compartmentalize, to only see that when you do A, B, and C, you are the healer, and when you do something else, you are not. But the truth is, you are a healer all the time. All the time.
I thank you for the further knowledge that you've given me on the yin-yang symbol. Deep gratitude.
That will very much be activated and reinforced at the time of the equinox, just so you
okay.
know.
There
and
is,
that is what a healer does, bringing balance to the yin and the yang. It is
mm-hmm.
bringing balance to the opposing forces. It is bringing something to the body that helps neutralize the discord so that healing can take place.
I did have one Lilith. I just keep on hearing Lilith, 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 Lilith. I did a little research, but can you assist me further, please?
Well, it is a good question that affects many, especially women at this time, because there is such a force, such a momentum that is built about the empowerment of the divine feminine. It is important to look at the two aspects of the divine feminine that are in the lineage of humanity. There is the Adam and Eve aspect, but there's equally the Adam and Lilith aspect. And
so,
Lilith represents the wild one, the one that does not allow herself to be put into any kind of restriction, the divine feminine that does not conform or is not willing to compromise in her values. And so there is much of that going on within the women of this world, an awakening to break free from any bondages of the past and to let that passion that Lilith represents to come through to bring forth the true values that are needed now that then will bring equality between the masculine and the feminine. Because this path is not about power over, but it is about bringing equality into the world. So many of the women right now will feel the support of Lilith to break free of any kind of restrictions that no longer serve the divine feminine made manifest in physical form.
So was she was physical?
Yes.
Okay. And how does she require me to...
Simply, just like you align with me, to just align with her and let her guide and direct you at times. She has lessons to teach you. She has information to give to you to apply into your own life, as well as to give forward to those who come for guidance to you.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. I am with you always, and there's much for you to look forward to. And it is
many, many blessings to you all. Thank you. I love you all.
And we love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeannie, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thank you. I bless you guys for taking my call this evening.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I'm just calling to find out from my spirit guide if they have anything to tell me.
And you fear that you need me to tell you what your spirit guides have to tell you? They
yes,
love
I
you,
do.
And they work with you and through you. And the idea is that you need to trust a little bit more your inner connection. You still
okay.
question and doubt what it is that you hear, if it's true or not. It is true. And you can trust it. And you can allow yourself to move beyond the concern and the fears that sometimes are holding you back into stepping away from what has been limiting you into the full expression of who you are. There are things in your life that you've simply outlived, and you're still hanging on to it out of a sense of artificial security. And part of that is even your beliefs that you need someone on the outside to confirm what your spirit guides are telling you. And that no longer holds true for you. You have an inner intuition, a psychic ability that wants to break free, that wants to be expressed out into the world. Trust it. Follow it. Don't overthink it. Just allow your heart to be open and allow that light that is just in you to shine out. Your spirit guides have much to tell you and have been telling you much. It is for you to accept it instead of doubting that it is true. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It really does.
And so bring it down. Bring it into you. Open, even go to the extent of opening your hands up, calling in your spirit guides, and bringing your hands into your heart and state out aloud, I am accepting you fully. I am trusting your guidance, and I am anchoring your love and light here on earth at this time. And bringing it to you, bringing it into you through acceptance. This is all about accepting who you truly are instead of talking yourself out of it and also letting others talking you out of it. Don't let others determine which way you should be going. It's time for you to truly be the co-creator, to own the path that you choose to walk on, empowered, illuminated, and from a place of Christ's love.
Bless you. Thank you. I needed that word of encouragement and understanding. I understand quite well now, better.
Blessings to you. And now that I am with you always, and you hear
thank
me,
you.
Trust it. Trust
okay, thank
it.
You.
And it is so. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Marilyn, you're on with Saint Germain.
Hi, Saint Germain.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I loved hearing from Archangel Raphael this evening. Thank you so much. And I think in kind of along the same lines, I've been really feeling more and more and more connected to my inner being and really allowing more and more of that vibration to be guiding me. And I had a surprise in the middle of the night not too long ago where I woke up from this feeling of horrible dread and fear, and I couldn't even move in my bed. I was paralyzed, and it just, that feeling, it wasn't, you know, it was just really such an awful feeling. And it was surprising because I hadn't experienced anything like that. I'd been feeling much lighter and much freer and much more in touch with, you know, the light. So I'm just wondering what I was experiencing there.
You did nothing wrong. Every so often, there is that moment where that part of you that represents the darkness tempts you. Think about Jesus in the desert. Every so often, you're being reinforced to make a choice, to choose what it is that you believe in. In this instance, I know that you immediately connected with your spirit guides. You reached out to the light to balance the darkness. And that is the fulfillment of that moment, that you did not allow yourself to get seduced by the darkness, that you actually did something about it. That is taking your power back. And that is your main lesson in this lifetime, is for you to take your power back, for you to not be intimidated by discord or by what you call the darkness, but to be strong in the light that you represent. And so acknowledge that on your higher level, you every so often you're going to be testing yourself as to what level you've reached and creating a situation where it is for you to make a choice. Because after all, being in human form, it is about free will, where you have to make a choice as to what is it you're going to give power to. Are you going to believe that the darkness is more powerful than the light? Or are you trusting that the true essence of love keeps you so strong that you can maintain a balance between the light and the darkness and you cannot be pulled into the abyss anymore?
Mm.
And you did that. You did that. So I want to applaud you for staying strong in the light. So it is easy for you to look at the situation thinking that maybe you've done something wrong, or maybe there's something wrong with you, or something that you're not doing right. And it's actually the opposite is the fact. You did everything right.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot. Now I can see that. And it does diminish when I find myself in the light, when I, you know, breathe in and I know that I'm in the light, certainly the pain and the distortion of that darkness disappears. But I just wondered why, you know. So now
the greatest masters are being tested on their path of ascension every so often to make a choice. And think about it. The further along on the path of enlightenment you are, the thinner the line between the light and the darkness, the more important it is to maintain balance so the power of the Christ love is in and around you. And so every so often, there will be tests that not are being given to you, that you on from your higher self are given, is giving to your own self to see if you're ready to take it to the next level. So when these moments happen, you can celebrate, because what it really means is you're ready to take it to the next level.
Oh, okay.
Good?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very
much.
You're
very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is.
Thank you so much. Much love.
Okay. Excuse me. Kate, you're on with Saint Germain.
Thanks so much.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance? My
Thank you for talking.
Beloved Kate, you're not going to...
No.
You're not going to create a confrontation on the radio, are you? I'm teasing.
It's okay, I can take
you
it.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
And I love you. No, I actually am calling about the surviving, having survived the accident with the semi by the grace of God. walking from
and
that.
Did you listen to what I just said to Marilyn? Because it's similar to you. It's these mm-hmm. moments where you could easily fall into believing that there's a darkness that wants to grab hold of you. But in your alignment, in your willingness to see that you've been taken care of, in the willingness to focus on the divinity within everything, you neutralize and you help not only neutralize the darkness in your own scenario, but also you help neutralize the darkness within yours.
I see that. Thank you. And I do see the similarities. And what I'd like some guidance on is that I feel so much gratitude for having walked from that unscathed, and for the children having walked from that, and from the insurance money that's come in to support me. But I am being pursued by the truck driver's insurance company, just and feeling this being bullied energy. And I don't have an intention to litigate, because I feel like I've been blessed by, you know.
Remember the path you've chosen. You've chosen the path of empowering the feminine, right?
Right.
So when you step back and you look at the bigger picture of this, the bullying you're describing, they're trying to push the feminine to give in, to do this and to do that. What should your approach be on behalf of all the women in the world?
Well, my feeling is to almost sidestep the attack. I
exactly.
feel like...
Exactly. You don't have to participate in it. Simply sidestep it. That is deflecting the energy. You don't have to own it.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's not. It's the old versus the new. It is the old structure that wants to reinforce itself. Sidestep it, deflect it, don't participate in it.
So, thank you. And the thought has come up to me, though, because I've been... with this issue of empowering women, like, oh, wait a minute, am I shirking from the opportunity to
absolutely
stand
not.
Up for myself? Okay.
Absolutely not. Because
okay.
even if you observe the women movement right now, there are those women who react with a lot of aggression.
Yeah.
And then there are those women who react with being true to their value and standing up for themselves, but also recognizing that this is a process. So it is not always the answer to react. It really is never the answer to simply deflect the same back that you're receiving. This,
right.
This is about the higher form of love. And the higher form of love then transmutes this discord into the higher frequency of existence. And so deflecting doesn't mean not participating in the way that you're not engaging. It simply means to redirect the energy so that it doesn't have to become a big blown up fight. You're not serving anybody with that.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're very welcome,
so,
my dear.
Thank you very much. And St. Germain, my dad is getting ready to pass, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But he's still making some important choices right now, so don't look at it as something that will happen within the next 24 hours. Support him in finding the courage and the time to release his physical form when the time is right. But also acknowledge that in this process, there are many gifts that he could give you as well. So don't run away from the depths of what is going on, but be in it and allow the transformation to take place for both of you at this time. This is a very sacred time for both of you, okay?
Is it appropriate to continue to reach out to him? Is that in the highest investment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But recognize this not as a dread, even though it might feel that way. Look upon this time right now as a very sacred time for both of you, okay?
Thank you, Kate, for calling in. And we have, and I see if I can pronounce this correctly, is it Bhavana? Hello? Oh. Let's try one other one. I guess we lost that caller. All right, Susan, you're on with St. Germain.
Hey, thank you so much to both of you for this coming in and giving us your wisdom and sharing that with us and all this beauty. I'm wondering, St. Germain, if you have any advice for me in terms of reaching more people with teaching and with healing, and where my focus, about where to put my focus at this time.
Your focus should always be on that, what you're most passionate about. So this is not an answer that should ever be given to you by anyone outside of yourself, but always by what it is that you truly enjoy doing. Whether it brings in income, whether it brings in fame, whether it brings in anything, it is important that you do that, what brings you joy. Bringing about transformation and healing into the world does not mean that you have to sacrifice yourself. It means that you just truly step into your divine self and become an extension of your divine self that then brings about that needed change. As to how you can expand your work, before you can expand, there is a need for you to contract, to go within, and to move into alignment with your divine I Am presence. And in that alignment with your divine I Am presence, in bringing all the pieces close to you, you will create a cocoon of light that allows you to reanalyze why it is what you're doing. What is your root thought behind what it is that you're offering in the world? And if your root thought is truly to bring the divine light through you out into the world, whether it's through the spoken word or whether it's through hands-on healing, whatever it is you feel guided to do, if that is truly the root, that the root is not fear, the root is not need, the root is nothing but truly being in alignment and feeling your heart open up as you do this, then will that cocoon open up and will your divine self direct you in the best possible way to bring this about? This is a very sacred process you're in right now. It is the rhythm of everything. Before you expand, you contract, and then you expand a little more, and then you contract, and then you expand a little more, a bit more. So the fact that you asked, how can I expand more, means that you're ready for that temporary contraction to go within and to redirect your forces, your focus, your light. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, I actually did an angel card reading like two nights ago, and I got meditate, be in nature, trust, and things like that. And so it really...
Absolutely. You need to go within to redefine yourself. You're in too many places at once, and you've lost your true root essence that wants to come forward. Once you reconnect with that, then the password for you will be very easy to follow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Love
you're
you
very welcome. And I love you, and I'm always with you. Blessings to you, my dear.
Blessings. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Great, St. Germain. We're all set for this evening.
Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Blessings to you. And my love is with all of you always. And it is so. Namaste.
All right, that wraps up another show. We'll be back next month. Brigitte, you back?
Thank you, back.
Yes, and thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for listening and calling in and participating. And I hope you have an amazing spring equinox. I don't know about you, but I'm so ready to jump into the spring and into the warmer days and to see some green again. So have a fantastic spring equinox. And then we also have a blue moon. I mean, it's really a busy time for all of us, this path of transformation. So talk to you again and at the next radio show. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Good night, Mike.
Good night, Mike.
Good night.
Good night, Mark. Thanks, all of you.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace out. Bye.